Hello,
this is Dr. Annie Rohr, and even psychologists lose their shit, and this is another episode thinking about being a mom and being a parent. Some stuff has been coming up for me, and I'm hoping that I can give a giggle at least or comfort some other moms out there. I was basically walking my baby, and I was noticing some of these moms look amazing. I mean, they have kids my age and they look all put together and their makeup's done and they wear their hair down. That's so bananas to me to wear your hair down. My kid pulls at my hair. Her hand gets caught in it. So I'm literally always trying to find ways to get it out of the way. And you have these moms who are wearing their hair down. They look like they've managed to blow dry. I've never blow dried my hair in my whole life, but they look like they've managed to blow dry their hair, something I've never been able to do ever. I'm a total let it dry kind of gal. But anyway, and they've got the makeup and they're wearing like a romper and like a cute little, you know, the shoes. And well, next to them, I look like a schlub. So all my moms out there who look like they've been through it, I'm with you. I mean, I've got a little bit of white coming in my hair since I've had my child. And I think as stress goes on with life and everything that's happening, I can see more white hairs coming. I also have constant dirt at the bottom of my shorts that I wear, which are total mom shorts. You know, they go almost to the knee and I'm proud of them. But there's always dirt on them because I'm carrying my toddler and her feet with her shoes, whatever she was walking on, touches my pants, so I have dirt on them. And my clothes are always stretched out looking because she's constantly pulling at my shirt or when I move her or when I carry her or whatever it may be. So you've got this stretched out tank top, long, short, dirty, short, white-haired lady walking around who's being friendly. And then here comes this mom, who's walking, and I say, "You look so good. How do you do it?" And do you know what this lovely, not so lovely, let's face it, mom said to me? She said, "Oh, don't worry. You'll get there. Wait till your child's a little older, but you'll get there someday." And I just thought, well, suck it, lady. You're openly telling me that I'm not there now. Other moms can be so mean. But anyway, to you moms who've got it figured out, I don't know. I'm impressed. I'm envious. I don't know how you can do it. I can't figure out how to parent with a nice clothes. So the other day I wore this, you know, it's overalls. I basically look like a farmer. I'm not going to lie, but I've been wearing a lot of overalls, kind of the not cool version of what everybody's calling jumpers and overall rompers, which apparently is the modern version of what we old people would call onesies or overalls. Anyway, I was wearing my farmer type overalls and I was pretty happy that I had managed to put that on and look fairly decent. And we were going to go out to just a little outdoor outing. And within minutes, my daughter, while holding her, yanked too hard, and the weight of her, she's a heavy 2-year old, popped a button. So then I had to look like I was trying to be cool from the 90s with one strap hanging down, and it was terrible. And you know what? That look is very uncomfortable. Do you remember those days where the one strap was hanging down? Anyway, I'm hoping I have some people who listen to my recordings who are over 40 like me and got a chuckle. But anyway, again, to the moms who have it together, I honestly do not know how you do it. I also want you to be a little gentler to the moms who look like they're parenting. Interestingly, I was out again in the, we have like a shared community, townhouses. So I was out there and another mom passed by and I said, oh, she looked at me and she was holding, this is really, really funny. She's holding a tennis racket. She's wearing a little tennis skirt. Looks amazing. Looks like she's just done a tennis ad of some kind. And she looks at me and I'm struggling with my toddler trying to explain to her that it's starting to rain and we need to go inside. And she looks at me and she goes, "Mom life, right?" And I'm looking at her with her tennis racket and I'm like, "What the F do you know about it?" But anyway. And I said, "Mom and work, mom and work." And she goes, "Oh, right, you work. I wouldn't have remembered that." You gotta love the jabs by these ladies, huh? Gotta love the jabs. And she said, just so you know, it really is all about balance. Is it though? Same lady was out at 6 p.m. walking around with a glass of wine in her hand all around the shared community area. So she is living her life, and I am not judging. I'm actually kind of envious. So this is just a little bit of a mom rant, just letting you know that I'm one of the ones who look like they've been through it. And you know what? It's okay, because apparently in a few years, I'll have it together. I don't think so, though. Whatever fairy magic wand those moms have, the ones that don't have dirt on their shorts and somehow manage to look amazing and wear, I don't know, like white clothes, it's like mind-boggling to me, and cute shoes and put their hair up. Could you please send me the fairy magic wand that you have? Because I would like it. I would like it daily to help all of my clients and to help myself. So not a lot more to say. I mean, I just wanted to make a small mom rant there. And it's, you know, things have been coming up for me. I noticed a lot of things, you know, that people don't tell you when you're going to become a mom. They don't mention that you will be, you know, a lot of moms, not everybody, but a lot of moms feel extremely isolated and alone. A lot of moms also feel bored with the day in and day out stuff. And I feel that. Sometimes I feel so isolated and so alone and that no one will help and I'm on my own. And sometimes the mind-boggling boredness of it, you know. I am somebody who works from home and I have my toddler full-time. I've never had anybody watch her yet. For many reasons, my anxiety, maybe COVID, maybe whatever. There's also a part of me that knows this part is so fleeting and I don't want to miss a moment either. So I try to hang on to that in the moments where I'm losing it a little bit. But you know, when you've played whatever nursery rhyme show your kid is insisting on and when they haven't eaten a single meal that you've made in weeks, and have insisted on barbecue chips and some kind of crap that your husband snuck to her that you've been avoiding giving her, and they want to eat it all the time now. I do feel like I'm going to lose it. I do feel bored. I do feel over it. So I guess I just want to be honest and admit something. I'm doing what I said in the other podcast. I shouldn't have to preface everything I say with, I love my kid. I shouldn't. I should be able to just say something. So I'm going to just say it. You guys know I love my kid. I've dedicated my life to her and she is precious. So without preface, I'm just going to say this, or I sort of did. I don't like being a parent, and I want other parents out there who don't like it to feel okay with that. Do I love my child? Yes. Am I going to do everything in my power to make her life better and amazing and happy? Absolutely. But do I like the parenting part? I really don't. I don't like it. I don't like the isolation part, the boredom part I was just talking about. But on top of it, the anxiety that happens as soon as you birth a child, that feeling that you'll always wonder if they're breathing, are they okay? It doesn't go away. Even as they get older and they separate out from you, you wonder, are they breathing? Are they okay? I fucking hate that anxiety. I don't like the anxiety of wondering if they're going to be okay with the vaccines, you know, life, all that's happening. Is it okay? Is it safe for kids? Just regular vaccines. Is my child going to have a fever? What do I do? Do I have the ability to care for her when she gets sick? This worry that you get, you know, what school is best for my child? That worry that you get, that feeling that you get when you see a child, another kid reject your kid when they're playing and you think, oh my God, is she going to be okay? That kid's a little fucker. I don't like this parenting feeling. You know, when you have to wake up and you have to put on a happy face and you can't just sit and watch a show on Netflix or listen to a podcast for an hour because you have to be a parent and you have to make these hard choices, and anxiety is there because you have to make the ones that keep them safe and protect them and make them happy. I don't like that part. Does anybody really like that part? I saw a meme recently, and it said, everybody tells you that you'll miss it, you know? And there was a picture of this very irritated looking monkey type thing. And it said, the moment after my toddler headbutts me. And you know what? My toddler headbutts me a lot. And she also throat kicks me and accidentally kicked me in the jaw several times. Recently, her new thing is when we're cuddling, she sticks her finger way deep into my ear. She also has a spray bottle and shot water into my ear, and my ear had an ache for days. You know what? It's okay to not like that stuff because it's fucking terrible. And when your kid is sick, you know, and you're worried, the anxious part you don't miss. So do I love my child? Absolutely. In fact, I feel honored to be her mother. Honored. So, so honored. She is a lovely little spirit. And I know that I'm going to miss almost all the moments, but I can honestly tell you I will not. Well, I can't ever get rid of it now. So I guess there's no not missing it. But it's that feeling, you know, that anxiety. I don't like it, you know? And the tasks of being a parent, the constant laundry, the cleaning up, the bath time, the toothbrushing, it's like a wrestling match, and I dread it. You know, that witching hour where you're just dreading it, like, oh my God, toothbrush, bath time, and then trying to get her to bed for hours upon hours until the wee hours of our sleep issues here. I don't enjoy that part. So for all of you who feel the necessity to let a mom who's having a hard time know that she'll miss it, please stop. We know we're going to miss it. That's the crazy shit, bittersweet part about motherhood, is that you end up missing it. And while you're in it, you just keep hoping that the moment will pass. I mean, holy crap, what a terrible, terrible job we have, right? Like, you have to suck it up and be in it and have all these anxious moments and worry about your child and hope to God this moment will pass, you know, when she can't sleep or when she's sick or when you're having to make these decisions, like to put her in school and what school to choose and what dentist to choose, and that poor child is struggling in the dentist chair, whatever anxiety stuff that you have. I have it all, as you can hear. Picky eating, screaming in the car seat, whatever. And then to know that even though these moments are so damn hard and you're isolated and you're alone, to know that you're going to miss them later, like, that's some effed up shit, man. Motherhood is hard. So at the risk of sounding all this meme-like, I sound like I'm just reading off a meme social Instagram. But it is. It is. So do I like being a parent? I do not. I do not like the tasks of it. Do I love my daughter? Absolutely. Is it an honor to be her mom? Absolutely. Will I miss it all? Probably. Will I miss the throat kick? No. I'm not going to miss the throat kick. And I'm not going to miss the earache I had after she sprayed water in my ears. But I'm going to miss the little looks she has. I may even miss my dirty shorts. See, I'm getting teary. Because that, my friends, is the hard part of motherhood. I heard this metaphor once and I thought, that's terrible. But now I'm sort of getting it. And it said that motherhood was like the slowest, most painful breakup. As soon as you birth your child, they slowly start separating from you. You know, the crawling, the walking, and eventually they just walk away to college. And it's like the most slowest, painful breakup, because it's almost, when you think about it, it's this relationship, right? There's highs and lows, and then there's pushing and pulling. And in the end, the child has to be independent. So it's like this painful, slow breakup. See, I'm tearing up. Not the best metaphor, but I actually felt it was very helpful, and it was actually ringing true to motherhood. So, dear moms who've been through it, veteran moms who know, and you see a woman struggling and then you'll say you'll miss this part, just don't say that. We know. Just tell her, like, oh my God, I remember that part. That fucking sucks. I see your shorts. I had those shorts. Spouting off that it's all about balance when somehow you've figured it out with your fairy wand also doesn't help the mom who's struggling, who has dirt on her pants and her hair is falling apart. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. Got a little sad in the end, but I hope heart-tugging sad, not sad, sad. I love my child. I love this journey. But sometimes I hate it, and that's okay too. And it's hard. And I miss my old life. And I miss when things got hard, you know, with this pandemic stuff. Little life choices, just regular life, day-to-day choices that we would have made as moms now feel like life or death. Everything is starting to feel like life or death. So cortisol and anxiety and all this stuff is up. And I'll be happy to do a recording on that if people are interested. You know, I lost my thought. But the point that I'm making, I guess, endlessly here is it's okay. It's okay to be a mom and hate the parenting and the task stuff, because the task stuff is hard. And dads out there, my husband is so lovely. He's wonderful and he helps. You know, he's become the task man. And I remember early in it, he said, gosh, parenting feels like task after task after task. It's like clean up, pick up something, go to the grocery store. We forgot this. She needs her strawberries. And he just thought, gosh, you know, and we just looked at each other and we missed it. We missed the old life we had, and it's okay because we are no longer him and I anymore. We're me, him, and our little baby, and that's just okay. And so it's okay to grieve your old life. It's okay to hate parenting sometimes or all the time, because I know you love your kid. I know that you're doing what you have to do, because you wouldn't have moments of hating it if you weren't sucking it up and doing what you had to do. So if you find yourself hating it, you're not a bad mom. You're probably a really good one. Most moms are good moms. They're just doing things the way they need to. So I will be seeing you around. If you see a mom with dirty shorts, think about how she carried her child that day. If you see a mom who looks like she's wearing loose clothes, think about how she carried her child, and the kid was probably stretching out all her clothes. And, you know, maybe that is her balance, for crying out loud. And my final note on self-care. Please stop telling moms that they need self-care. We know. We freaking know we need it. But sometimes we don't have time for it. So instead, help her laugh for a moment. Because self-care doesn't have to be leaving your child for 2 hours. It can also be taking a deep breath, enjoying a 5-minute shower, praying to God you'll get through. Self-care can be that, if that's all you have time for. Because sometimes that's all I have time for. Or recording podcasts that make you feel a little less crazy. That's self-care too. Anyway, thinking of you, all you parents out there who are doing your best. It's okay. You're doing it. Take care. Blessings to you. Thank you.